Welcome to Praying the Psalms with your host, Sincera Johnson.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Praying the Psalms Daily. I pray that you're blessed by something that you hear today that applies to you or maybe someone in your life that you'd like to share it with. No matter when you're listening, where you're listening, I appreciate each of you. Today's psalm is concerning the lies of the enemy, things that the enemy whispers in our ear that we believe, and they lead us to feeling three particular emotions. I don't want to talk about them and give biblical examples of some of them. Psalm chapter 3, verses 1 through 2. Says, O Lord, so many are against me. So many seek to harm me. I have so many enemies. So many say that God will never help me. Here David is under attack, literally under attack. His son Absalom is seeking to kill him. Government in an attempt to take David's position on the throne. I can't imagine having a child betray you, especially to that level, to the point where David literally went into hiding. He had to go into hiding. Apparently, David's enemies were saying to him that God would never help him. Can you imagine being in a desperate situation and someone saying to you that God will never help you? And what would cause you to believe that? I can tell you that I've been in that situation, and I have felt like God would not help me. And the underlying reason I felt that way was because of guilt. For many years, I could not pray to God. I did not know what to say to him. With my daughter, I felt like I committed an unforgivable sin. I was raised in a very strict household where you were not supposed to get pregnant out of wedlock. In fact, you weren't supposed to have sex before you were married. And I was kicked out of the religion and disowned by my family. And so I felt like God would never help me. In fact, my mother pretty much said that to me because I had gone a course opposite of God. And that was the reason I was shunned by that religion. So for many, many years, I could not pray to God. And I was somebody who, much like I am today at my core, my very existence relies on prayer with God, on communication with God, my relationship with God. And because of the tremendous guilt I felt in feeling like I had dishonored him, in feeling like I disprayed him, so I felt like God would never help me. In fact, my guilt was so deep, and I was so burdened and so oppressed with it, and my family continued to impose that guilt upon me. I remember calling my mother one time, asking her for my grandmother's address because I hadn't seen my grandmother since I was a teenager, and I wanted to take my daughter to meet her. And my mother told me that she could not give me my grandmother's address because she would be ashamed, because she knew I had been raised a certain way, and she would be ashamed to know that I had a child out of wedlock. And that made me feel extremely guilty. So I carried that guilt for a very, very long time. I had so many people, as in this psalm, say that God would never help me. And it was not until I resolved that guilt. And here's the thing, guilt does not have to be justifiable, right? Especially if it's based on a lie. I felt guilty because I disappointed my mother. I felt guilty because I disappointed people around me. I had a child, is what I did. And while that may not have been everyone else's choice for me, that was my choice for me. Did I intentionally get pregnant? No. However, I intentionally chose to have my child. So I worked through several years. I carried guilt for so many things for several years. I didn't realize how deep my guilt was until I went to counseling, and it took a while for me to overcome that guilt that God would never help me. So I'm telling anyone who's listening to this, there's no sin too great. There's nothing that you have done that will cause God to separate himself from you. The Bible says nothing can separate you from the love of God that he has for us. Nothing. No man, woman, child, person, place, thing, incident, event, action on your part can do that. In fact, God doesn't distance himself from us. Oftentimes, we distance ourselves from him. So if you're dealing with guilt and you believe that God will never help you, I want you to take courage that he will. And the first, just reach out to him and say, and even if you believe that you're guilty, God, I'm sorry. And sometimes the thing that we apologize to God for, we ask forgiveness for, is for distancing ourselves from God. Because that's what I had to deal with once I finally went to God in prayer. Forgive me for staying away from you for so long. So the first lie of the enemy is that God will never help us. And that can be predicated on guilt or cause us to feel guilt. The second lie that the enemy will tell us is that our dreams are not valid. And he can do that through a course of action, a course of people, and that will lead us to be. In the case of Joseph, his family did not believe his dreams. In fact, they were envious of his dreams. And they tried to invalidate his dreams, going so far as to try to silence him eternally by selling him into slavery. How are people trying to silence you and to dim your light, snuff out that light, that fire that God has given you in your dreams? And how have you become insecure as a result of it? Growing up, we may have been told lies. Everybody doesn't come from a home. There are some people who have amazing families and who were encouraged and who got the guidance and direction that they need. I did not. There are others who did not as well. Joseph did not either. And that can result in insecurity, even when you know that God has a plan for you. It's a lie from the enemy. Your dreams do matter. Look what happened to Joseph. Go to the biblical account of Joseph. Even after he was wrongfully imprisoned, just think about all the things that he went through. His brothers, his flesh and blood, sold him into slavery. He became a servant, an indentured servant. He went to jail for a crime he did not commit. And in the end, his dream was validated. God elevated him to second in command. And even while he was in prison, there was a moment where he said, I want you to help me. He tried to insert himself into the dreams of others. He was called to interpret the dreams of others. And isn't that what happens sometimes with us? While we're trying to negotiate, validate, and work stuff out in our own dreams and we're waiting for God, sometimes God will send people to us and we need to help them with their dreams. And that can cause us to be insecure. God, I'm always helping people with their dreams. What about mine? I imagine that's how Joseph must have felt when he was in prison and God sent him, presented him with the opportunity to facilitate the meaning of the dreams of two who were enslaved, who were in prison with him. However, God used that later as a blessing. He used that to show his skills so that he became the person that was second in command. That qualified him for the job. So when you feel like your dreams are not valid, even in the moment you may be validating others' dreams, remember that may be part of your process, because that's what it was for Joseph. So the first lie of the enemy is that God will not help you, and that can come as a result of guilt or cause us to feel guilt. The second lie is your dreams are not valid, and that can cause us to feel insecure. The third is God has forgotten you, and that can lead us into doubt. Prime example is of Sarah. She knew the promise of Abraham. She knew that God had promised Abraham that his sons, his seed would be as the seeds of the sand, they would be multiple. But Sarah was approaching 90. She was 90s, no children. She did not believe that it would happen for her. Perhaps she felt God had forgotten her, but she knew that Abraham would have a seed, and so she gave him her servant. And doubt will cause us to create Ishmaels, situations that are a temporary fix, but will result in long-term consequences that we may not want to deal with. God has not forgotten you. No matter what it seems like, no matter what you're experiencing, no matter how much loss is going on in your life, it may seem insurmountable. You may be in a ton of debt, no matter what it is. You may not be able to be in a relationship for any long period of time. Your family may not support you. You may have an idea and it doesn't come to fruition. No matter what it is, God has not forgotten you. Remember these three things: guilt, insecurity, and doubt. They are based on lies from the enemy. God will never help you. Your dreams are not valid. God has forgotten you. Those are direct lies of the enemy, and sometimes he sends people into our lives to tell us that. And sometimes the enemy is ourselves. The Bible says no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Sometimes the weapon is ourselves, self-sabotage, the lies that we tell ourselves, and we become our own enemy. Let us pray. Father, on this day we come to you now thanking you for relationship with you, thanking you for the honor, the privilege of being able to come to you in prayer at any given moment. Father, for anyone who is hearing these words, Father, let them know that you will always help them. Alleviate any guilt. Let them know that their dreams are valid. Alleviate them of any insecurity. And let them know that you have not forgotten them. Eliminate any doubt in their lives, Father, that they may move forward fully in your purpose for their lives. Today, God, we need you always and in all ways more than ever. And we lay this request at the feet of your Son, Jesus, who so lovingly gave his life for us. Amen.
That's the end of today's show. Come back tomorrow and bring a friend. If you enjoyed this episode, consider donating to Praying the Psalms via Cash App. Visit our website, prayingthepsalms.com, for a special free printable download and to share your comments and prayer requests.